Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
A woman gets lost in a cinema and encounters the lingering entity of a hanged man. Plus, a bonus case about a horrifying mass suicide in India where 10 members of one family are found hanging in their home. How could the next tenant find peace there? Welcome back to the second of a three-part episode looking at hauntings that take place after someone has committed suicide by hanging. And obviously, I need to give you a trigger warning that these will touch on themes that some viewers may find distressing. Last time, we looked at the 1927 case The Rocking Chair in 6 Lonsdale Road near Camberwell in London. Here, a young woman encountered a frightening presence in a room in which a hanging took place. Tonight, we fast forward to 1973 for a chilling experience in a London cinema. I'm Peter Laws, and this is Suicide Spirits, Hauntings After a Hanging on Frightful. Tonight's case, The Crying Man. Jane Smith was excited to visit London. She lived in a quiet country village in Wiltshire, so the thought of staying in a capital with its amazing bustling energy and great fashions was an absolute thrill to her. She planned on updating her wardrobe with the trendiest outfits, albeit trendy in 1973. And she was staying with her elder sister, a woman called Helen, and her brother-in-law. Now, the house was in Camberwell, and I checked the maps, and it's about 7 miles from 6 Lonsdale Road. Jane was only into the very early days of her stay when she and Helen decided to go to the cinema. Now, this case happened in the summer of 73, so I checked into the London cinema listings, and they probably went to see the latest James Bond film, Live and Let Die. That was the big release in London that summer, but we can't be certain. But anyway, they visited the Odeon Cinema in Camberwell, and this is on the junction of Denmark Hill and Cold Harbour Lane. And I did a little digging with the maps, and I've located where the cinema used to be. You can tell because next door, the building still has the same brickwork on the edge of it as it did back then. But anyway, this cinema closed in 1975. It's now a block of flats. I think it might be particularly for homeless people. But anyway, wind back to 1973 and realize that the cinema would end up closing in 1975. The place was on its last legs. It was so dilapidated, in fact, that Jane and Helen, when they went to see the film, they could only sit in the upper balcony because the lower stalls were just too neglected and old to accommodate customers. The place was a real tip. Anyway, at some point during the film, Jane leaned into Helen and said that she needed the toilet. If it was Live and Let Die, then that film does last just over 2 hours. So in the darkness, Helen whispered, "The toilets are downstairs near the foyer." So Jane did the classic thing in the cinema when you hunch over and head out. But this was no multiplex. It wasn't like there were other screens with people coming and going and customers all over the place. This was your classic cinema with one screen. Everyone was in that one show. So when she stepped out into the rest of the cinema, it was empty. She headed down to the lobby and started looking for the toilets, but this place was a bit of a wreck. She wasn't really sure where she was going, which is why she ended up getting lost. She headed down a hallway. She thought she was getting to the foyer, but she wasn't. She ended up seeing a set of stairs, which led down into a barely lit, very gloomy looking corridor. She didn't know exactly where to go, so she just took a breath, went down and headed along this long corridor, and ended up getting lost in this frankly grim and seriously creepy old cinema. Finally, she caught a glimpse of a glowing sign at the end of the corridor. It said, "Ladies." She had found the toilet at last. So she pushed the door open and creaked in. But when she looked inside, she realized that this toilet was meant for the stalls downstairs. Remember the ones I said that weren't used anymore? So this toilet block was a wreck. There were old movie posters strewn about. There was a stepladder leaning up against the wall. There was one crappy fluorescent tube on the ceiling that cast a dull and depressing glow across the room. It was a mess, but she was desperate. So she checked each cubicle and picked the one that looked the least repulsive. She closed the door, pulled down her trousers or skirts, and sat on the cold seat. Which is when she heard the sound. It was footsteps. And it was odd because the steps clearly sounded like they were descending. And yet they didn't, as far as she knew, appear to be any actual steps near this toilet block. The steps she used just before the stairs were way back at the other end of the corridor, but these steps going down sounded crisp and clear and very, very close. Jane wasn't thinking about ghosts or anything at this point. She just figured there must be a hidden staircase that she hadn't seen. So she carried on with her business. Well, she heard these footsteps fully descend, and then she heard the footsteps enter the toilet block. She listened as the feet crunched across the dirty floor, and she heard those footsteps go past the cubicle where she was, and then down to the cubicle at the end, and she heard the door creak open and heard someone go in. Now, she was already on edge, but what happened next flooded her body with a sense of dread, because she heard the person in the cubicle starting to cry, which is when she knew for sure that it was a man. And this crying turned into bitter weeping and then into great shuddering sobs. And the sound of it seemed to make Jane deeply frightened, like there was something dangerous or wrong about this. And so as the sobs went on, she quickly finished up. She got herself dressed and reached for the bolt, sliding it across and looking down, just praying that if she stepped out, this man would not step out with her and find her. She didn't want to see this person. She felt a sense of fear. She opened the door as the toilet echoed with this man's hideous, pitiful wailing, and she rushed out, racing up those dark corridors and frantically trying to find her way out, which she eventually did. She was able to get back to the balcony where her sister Helen was waiting for her, and Helen was frankly annoyed. "Where have you been?" Helen asked her. "You know, I decided," Helen said, "to go to the toilet myself, to be honest, and I followed you down. I couldn't even find you." Well, Jane explained what had happened. And it was so clear that she was genuinely frightened that both she and Helen went to speak to one of the cinema attendants, mentioning that, "Look, one of your staff or customers is in great distress. They need help." So the attendant was puzzled and said that didn't make sense, because where they were saying this crying had come from, the toilets, had not been used for years. But Jane was insistent, "Look, there's a guy down there right now and he's distraught." So the attendant called over another male attendant, and these two men went down to those neglected old toilets together. They came back a few minutes later and said, "Lady, that was completely empty. There's nobody there." Jane said, "No, that man just came down a set of stairs just next to the toilets. He must have gone back up those stairs." And they shook their head at that and said, "Well, that's impossible, because there was a set of stairs there, but nobody uses them because they can't use them. They were sealed up years ago." Jane and Helen felt the shiver and left the theater, frankly, quite frightened. Jane was adamant this weeping was not in her imagination. And when they got home, they eagerly told their story to Helen's husband. He listened quietly and respectfully, but he didn't say much in response. The 2 weeks of the trip passed, and Jane finally left London to head back to her country village. And once Jane had left, that's when Helen's husband said, "You know the thing about the Odeon toilet? Well, I didn't want to mention this to Jane, but that Odeon's supposed to be haunted." Now, Helen said, who says that? He said, "A friend of mine. A friend of mine actually used to work as a projectionist in the 1960s, and he told me that years before, couldn't remember if it was the 40s or 50s, he said a middle-aged man, just like at Lonsdale Street, a middle-aged man killed himself in that cinema. And do you want to know where?" She said, "The stall toilets?" He said, "Exactly. He climbed up on a toilet, wrapped something around his throat, and over the one of the pipes, he stepped off the toilet and hung himself." And he said, "My friend, the projectionist, said that since that had happened, some of the staff will occasionally see a distressed man walking through the auditorium, but there's no one there when they look back again. And they would hear his footsteps coming down the stall stairs, heading down to the toilets. Some of the staff apparently were too scared to be alone in certain parts of the building, especially the toilets where the man actually hung himself. What could have happened? Was it hearsay or a misunderstanding? Or did the echo of that incredibly sad death linger?"
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Stories of suicide are distressing to think about. You've got to admit that. And there's something about hanging that I personally find particularly unnerving. I think it's just the image of it in my mind. It's such a visceral image. And it can be enough to put people completely off walking into a place, never mind buying a place, if they know what had happened in there. Remember I said that Fez Probert said she probably wouldn't have moved into that flat if her and her mother had known about the hanging that had happened just 1 year before. I can quite understand that. But this thought doesn't seem to put everybody off. Just like the pathologist, Dr. Mohan Kashyap, who spoke to the Indian Express newspaper in the December of 2019. He decided to move into a house in the Barari district that had recently come on the market. It was at a very decent price. Not because the place was physically bad, but because of what had happened to the family that lived there before him. You see, this family who lived in the house before him were called the Chundawat family. They lived in the 3-story house for 20 years. They ran a grocery shop and a plywood business nearby. And yet at 7:15 a.m. on the morning of July the 1st, 2018, a neighbor went to call for them because they used to go for a morning walk with one of the family members. The man was called Gurkaran Singh, and when he came round, he knocked on the door and found the door open. And when he walked inside, he was met with a sight that is so horrific it beggars belief. 10 members of the family were hanging by nooses in the courtyard of the house. They were blindfolded. Their mouths were taped over. Some had their feet and hands tied. The 80-year-old grandmother's body was in another room. She had been strangled. And yet the police investigation revealed that this was not some sort of mass murder or some gangland killing. It was suicide, mass suicide. Strewn beneath the hanging bodies were 5 stools that 10 family members had probably shared. There were signs of no struggle in the post-mortem. And the investigators even found 11 diaries in the household that had been kept for 11 years. And the diaries contained detailed notes about how this family had planned to kill themselves. The only reason why the grandmother didn't kill herself was not because she was murdered as such, but the notes suggested that she was too weak to stand on the stools like the rest of the family, and so she had to have one of her family kill her. This all was, the police concluded, a strange occult ritual, supposedly incited by the spirit of the dead father of the house. The family believed this mass hanging would not end in their deaths. The diaries talked about who would untie each other after the hanging, but of course nobody untied anyone because they didn't make it, they were dead. After this happened, talk in the community quickly moved to the house being haunted, which led to nobody wanting to rent the house again. And yet that pathologist, Dr. Kashyap, was very happy to move into this home where 11 people had died, 10 of which by hanging. For him, he simply felt that he had a great deal on the house. And since he wasn't particularly superstitious or believed in ghosts, he moved in on the December 29th of that year with his family, and his plan was to set up a health diagnostic center where he could carry out blood tests, x-rays, ECGs for parents. But despite him saying he's not superstitious, before he moved in, he did carry out a yanya ritual, which is a Hindu ritual carried out in front of a sacred fire. This ritual uses chants, mantras, and offerings to purify the space in which it is carried out. Is it possible that this somehow put the spirits of those family members at rest? And is that why the middle-aged men of our two stories lingered? Because there was no ritual to put them at rest? That they killed themselves in a space that had left nothing but the haunted echoes of sorrow? That nobody thought to bring peace to an apartment or a cinema toilet? Such a thing might sound ridiculous, I know. But for Fez and Jane, who experienced that latent sorrow in that moment, they may well have wished someone truly had done something to cleanse those spaces. Join me next time, where we will focus on one more case of hanging that led to a horrifying encounter for one young woman. That's The Grinning Man. But until next time, I'm Peter Laws, and you've been listening to Suicide Spirits, Hauntings After a Hanging. Check out peterlaws.co.uk and patreon.com/peterlaws to find out more. But until next time, keep an eye on the shadows, because they may well have their eyes on you. Good night.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.